the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm your host, Mike Lewis. And if you don't know about Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, they have so many great programs. If you are in the military, if you're on active duty, if you are a veteran, if you're getting ready to leave active duty, if you're a spouse, family member, take advantage of their many services that they have. Their number is 772-7000. They're located on the west side of Colorado Springs, off 8th Street at 530 Communication Circle. All right, our first segment in this broadcast is, the segment is called Partners on Point, and our guests today are from the Goat Patch Brewing Company here in Colorado Springs on North Cascade. I'd like to welcome in the owner and former Army Ranger, Justin Grant. Justin, welcome to KRDO. Thank you for your service.
All right, thanks, Mike.
And a member of the tribe, and by that mean that, Justin tells me that they don't call their employees staff members. They call them a member of the tribe. And a member of the tribe that's with us today is Avery Davis. She's also a male spouse. Avery, good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Justin, you're a veteran. You served in the Army. Tell us a little bit about your military background before we start talking about your company.
Yeah, so, joined the military 2002, mm-hmm. January. Went to a college up in Vermont, one of the oldest private military colleges in the country called Norwich University. Okay. Got my commission and basically did a year over in Korea and then came back and ended up at Fort Lewis, now known as Lewis McChord. Okay. Joint base up mm-hmm. there in Fort Lewis, Washington State. So mm-hmm. Got out in 2006, did some government contracting through the Joint Special Operation Command, oversaw in through Worldwide Language Resource was the company, the contracting company, Arabic linguist for Afghanistan, and also out in Iraq. So
that's terrific.
Yes.
And now you're brewing beer. But before we talk about that, I want to just let Avery tell us a little bit about herself. Tell us about how long have you been married and a little bit about your spouse and what they do in the military.
Sure. So we've only been married for almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years this coming December. He is currently here at Fort Carson. He is part of 4th Cab. He's 3-4 AHB. So he works with helicopters, Blackhawks.
So. Terrific. Yeah. So, well, thank him for his service when you see him.
Sure.
All right. The question I have for you, Justin, how did you go from being an Army Special Ops person to owning a business called Goat Patch Brewing Company?
Yes, so we came to town back in 2010. My wife and I, at the time, and now 3 kids later, we arrived and opened an office, a pediatric home care office. Mm-hmm. The name of the company is called MGA. Okay. And through MGA, I worked with Kate Bays, and Kate Bays is actually the wife and also a founder of Goat Patch Brewing, of our head brewer, Darren Bays. So Darren and I became friends, and then over the years, developed a friendship and a relationship. This came to fruition back in 2015 over Thanksgiving text messages. Mm-hmm. We mm-hmm. talked about a potential opening of a brewery, and it became a reality. In 2016, went through our business license and mm-hmm. set everything up from a capital standpoint of what we could fund and what type of system we'd be looking at from a brew house. And it became reality when we opened the doors in 2017. So, it's been such a blessing and, mm-hmm. Appreciate the love and support through Colorado Springs and the community. Obviously partners like Mount Carmel as well. So
excellent. Now, we keep hearing a little bit of noise.
That's right.
So would you explain what that is, what we're hearing?
Yes. So the listeners out there, we have a community beer, which is called It Takes a Tribe. It's our award-winning GABF Red Ale. Mm-hmm. And we have basically identified 2 nonprofits, Mount Carmel being one, and then we have another as well. And every time that you come down to our tasting room and you purchase a Red Ale, you will receive a token.
I hear beer being
That's
open.
Right. Thanks, Avery. And this token actually equals 25 cents. And it basically goes on for 12 months. Mm-hmm. So every time somebody comes down there, purchases this Red Ale, once again, out of the tasting room, you receive this. You can go over and vote for your favorite nonprofit. We have a shadow box that's located on the wall in the tasting room. Mm-hmm. So you can drop these in. Mm-hmm. And basically, at the end of the year, we come down on our anniversary party, which is July 27th, yep. from 1100 to 2100 all day. And we'll have a ton of prizes, giveaways. And we'll be presenting the check to Mount Carmel.
Excellent.
So come down, drink some Red Ale.
And vote for your favorite.
Vote for your favorite.
And the for the benefit of those folks, because you can't see it because we're on radio, of course, the token on the front side says Goat Patch. It's got a like a drawing of a goat, Brewing Company, and the goat is in the middle. And then on the back, it says It Takes a Tribe. Very, very nice. Very clever. I love it. And tell us a little bit about this ale specifically.
Yeah, you want to talk a little bit about the red ale?
I mean, I think you've mentioned a lot of it. You know, in our first year being open, we took home bronze at GABF, which is a huge honor, especially for being a brand new brewery.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of our top sellers in the tap room, that and our hazy IPA. And yeah, like Justin said, it's our community beer. So people really like, you know, the way it tastes, but they also like ordering it just because they know that their 25-cent token is going back to a good local cause.
And it's brewed on location?
It is. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah.
We're in the old Lincoln School. So,
is this something I'm supposed to taste?
Absolutely. Sweet, malty. It's a very good beer.
Normally, I don't drink at work.
Make an exception today, Mike.
I'll get just a little sip. Oh, smooth.
Mm-hmm. Very smooth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very nice.
It's usually the response we get.
Yeah, we're the home of balanced brews. So,
everything
we have is pretty smooth. And
it's not overpowering.
No.
But it's got a nice aftertaste, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sweet, malty finish. It's it's very crushable, as I'd say.
Well, we'll leave these here for you for after work, too.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
Now, tell me about Bleeding Heart Night.
Yes. So Bleeding Heart, right? It's a spinoff of a bleeding heart, right? Mm-hmm. Goats bleat. And what we've been able to do pretty much out the gate is give back to our community. The minute we opened the doors, a big part of our mission mm-hmm. was to give back. And this is a part of it. So every Tuesday, there's a local nonprofit that's identified.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a selection process, usually in January, the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And basically select all the way out until the end of the year. And we basically have the nonprofits attend the location at Lincoln Center, 2727 North Cascade.
Yeah.
We basically get back. It's $1 for every beer sold from 5:30 to closing on Tuesdays. So, if you've got a nonprofit that you follow, please take a look, find out if they're having an event at Goat Patch. Once again, it's every Tuesday from 5:30 to 9, and we get back to the community. So,
great.
I love the collaboration and working with the different nonprofits here.
So that's basically how you can have the community can support the tribe.
That's exactly right.
By coming in, enjoying a beer, and then you're giving back to the community different nonprofits.
Absolutely. Yep.
So it's a different one every Tuesday, like he said, and we focus on just local Colorado Springs nonprofits. So we really try to keep it localized here to our community, our tribe.
Excellent.
And applications for that will open back up here in November for 2020. So if you or someone you know has a nonprofit and you'd like them to apply, definitely check out our website then. They'll be able to apply that way, and then we'll go through the selection process.
And the website is goatpatchbrewing.com.
That's it.
goatpatchbrewing.com. Again, located at 2727 North Cascade. Well, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for sharing the beer. And wish you much success, and especially on your upcoming event July 27th.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Mike. To see you there.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.
So many men and women have served in our military, sacrificing so much, including long stretches away from home and family. This often results in financial instability, health issues, and more. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental Institute. If you're active duty military or a veteran, we have a gift for you and your family. If you're missing teeth, we'd like to help you replace them at no charge. That's right, no charge, no obligation, no strings attached. If you and your family are uninsured, underinsured, if you don't qualify for VA dentistry, you're struggling financially, and you're missing teeth, we will place dental implants for you at no charge. Call Star Dental Institute to set your appointment for an exam and screening. If you qualify, we will replace your missing teeth, give you back the confidence to smile again, better health, and a better quality of life. You and your family deserve this. Call Star Dental Institute today at 719-208-4610. That's 719-208-4610. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, and together we smile.
Thank you very much, Mike. This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. And joining us today on the Veterans Voice Podcast is Mr. Andy Vick, who is the Executive Director of COPPER, or the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, and one of the only human beings, I think, on the planet who has figured out how to mix veterans and art.
Well, I don't know about the only one, but certainly I think we've figured it out here in our local community.
You have, and in a very big way. And there are multi-umbrellas, multiple organizations involved, and lots of events coming up. So how about if we do this? Let's start with the sort of the umbrella organization over all of this, and then work it down right to Copper and your partnership with Mount Carmel. Very excited about that.
I would love to do that, Ted. So basically, we are part of a major national initiative called Creative Forces. It was started back in 2011 outside of the Washington, D.C. metro area at the NICO, the National Intrepid Center of Excellence, where they embedded arts therapists and music therapists in the clinical environment to work with wounded warriors. They found out it was super effective as a complement to traditional clinical therapies. And they decided to replicate the program across the country. Fast forward to 2015, they identified 11 sites around the nation. Fort Carson was selected as one of those sites, where they have embedded a arts therapist, in the case of Fort Carson, a music therapist, in the Warrior Recovery Center to work directly with clients who are dealing with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury or other physical issues that resulted from their service. And that is great, and that's happening at all 11 installations around the country. But then the National Endowment for the Arts and the Department of Defense wanted to take it out into the community, off the installation, off post. And they have worked with the state and local arts agencies in these 11 locations to create what they're calling a community connection project. And after we went through a process of working with the community, we identified what our project is going to be. And the name of our project locally is called Military Arts Connection. And Military Arts Connection is basically an opportunity to connect active duty service members, veterans, and family members with arts enrichment experiences out in the community working with local artists.
I want to sidebar briefly because I come from a family that was somewhat musical. Mm-hmm. I was a trumpet player. So, you know, when I get to talk to guys like Mr. Wilson over at Thomas Wilson.
Yep.
I marvel at that man. He has more than just gifts as a trumpet player. But we had a flutist in my family. I know there is flute and flout, but we had a flutist.
Okay.
And a number of other, my brother was a drummer.
You do come from a musical family.
We really do. And so it's always intrigued me because it's its own language. It opens up unique neural pathways if you start when you're a child. Tell me about the therapeutic aspect of it. Why is that so helpful to people with things like PTSD and other experiences,
sure.
TBI?
With the caveat that I am not a therapist.
Understood.
Or an expert on that subject, I've read a lot of research that talks about exactly what you said, the efficacy of arts engagement, arts therapy, as a really powerful tool to help, in this case, our service members and veterans. And really what it's doing is providing a different avenue to express and a new outlet. And a new way to share what you're feeling and be able to articulate it either in painting or through poetry or through movement and dance. And it is a way to really complement whatever clinical care is being provided with this almost sort of innate human opportunity to express. And I think any therapist would tell you that if you're able to express and articulate and share the issues you're dealing with, that's a healthy and good first step.
Okay, that means a lot. Thank you so much for that explanation. And to sort of finish that thought, if you visit the Mount Carmel facility, for example, on the second level, there is a hallway. That hallway is lined with some very intriguing works of art, mm-hmm. that were created by veterans. And you see how they feel. Some of that stuff is very bright and warm, inviting, colorful, and upbeat. Some of it is very painful to even look at.
Absolutely.
So I understand being able to express and get that out and see why that is therapeutic. So the partnership between Copper and Mount Carmel under the umbrella of Military Arts Connection, I think, is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And this is fairly new. We're kind of announcing this today. Is that...
The Military Arts Connection program is new, only about a couple weeks old, mm-hmm. but groups like and organizations like Mount Carmel have been doing arts engagement and arts therapy work for a long time, whether they're working with, for example, the Bemis School of Art at the Colorado Fine, Colorado College Fine Arts Center, or just working with individual artists to invite them in to work with particular veterans who need a little bit of extra care in this kind of way. So it's not new in a general sense, but the program itself is new.
So when you work it down from creative forces, from National Endowment for the Arts, from DOD, to the directive to get this out into the community, what comes from that through Copper is Military Arts Connection and that expansion of this endeavor into the community and to extend it further so that it reaches and touches family members
Absolutely.
Of veterans, military.
And the other thing that's really neat about this program is, in addition to funding that we've received from the National Endowment for the Arts, we've also gone out to local funders like the Colorado Springs Health Foundation and regional funders like Arts and Society to provide the dollars that allows us to offer these services through partners like Mount Carmel to individual service members, veterans, and families at no cost. And that's really, obviously, super important because it eliminates a key barrier to having these experiences.
So to distill this down, there is something on the order of a menu or a range of experiences that you can offer. They are funded. There's no cost to the veteran or their family members. And these things, case by case by case, can actually be ordered in a sense so that a different experience can be given to a different veteran depending on what their needs, what their wants are. You gave a great example that touches the world of photography. Talk about that for a
minute. Yeah, so you're exactly right. So we will provide organizations like Mount Carmel and another, right now, about 12 or 15 other organizations doing similar work with different populations throughout the community, military populations, what we're calling electronic credits. And these credits can be redeemed at the discretion of, in this case, Mount Carmel. And Kirsten Belair is our point person on this. She'll interact with someone and she says, you know, I bet you would probably benefit from having a photography experience. So let's go online to militaryartsconnection.org. Let's look at all the experiences that are there, sort it, find the photography experiences, see what looks good to you. And as Kirsten did just a couple days ago, she actually placed an order for a gentleman who is going to take a two-hour photography class with a local photographer, and then she placed a second order for this guy to go out and do a photo shoot out at the paint mines out near Calhan. And so this gentleman, and I don't know this individual, is going to have an opportunity to have a creative experience and to learn a new skill and to feel more connected to his community. And that's really the essence of what Military Arts Connection is about, is providing these opportunities to our active duty, veteran, and family members in our military community.
And again, revisiting the focus of this, Veterans Central, their resiliency and wellness at the core
right.
of these programs.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is on the tail end of a service, for example, you may be dealing with some issues that these kind of experiences could help. Mm-hmm. On the front end, if you think about it, if you learn how to write or play an instrument or learn photography, those are skills that can help you work through trauma and challenges as you're experiencing them, whether you're writing down your experiences or taking pictures of things that let you articulate what you're going through. So absolutely, this is excellent, I think, resiliency on the front end and excellent opportunity to really reconnect with community on the tail end of your service.
Here is what I love about this conversation. We get to share now that Copper and Mount Carmel are hosting an event. It is Coffee with Copper, July 23rd at Mount Carmel from 8:15 to 9:30 a.m., where you are going to invite the entirety of the community, military veterans, families, everybody, to sit and learn about all of this and how all of this works.
Absolutely. Coffee with Copper is something we do periodically when we have something important that we want to share with the community, and we feel like Military Arts Connection is really an exciting initiative, and we very much want to invite people to come and hear about it. We'll do a PowerPoint presentation, we'll answer questions, and help folks to figure out how they can get engaged. And we're very fortunate and appreciative that Mount Carmel is offering their space to us, so that not only can we bring artists To this meeting, but we would love for our military community to come to Mount Carmel, see all the things that Mount Carmel does, hear about this program, which is one more resource that they can offer, and really just learn about what Military Arts Connection and Creative Forces is all about. So yeah, as you said, Tuesday, July 23rd, we'll actually start at 8:30, but coffee will start at about 8:15, and we'll have you out of there by 9:30. Plenty of opportunity for questions and lots of good opportunity to learn about the program.
Well, Andy, one of the other things we're going to do is invite you on to afternoon news here at KRDO. We want to talk about this there as well.
Great.
And we will invite another whole segment of the community to come and visit and learn about this. And yeah, it'll be kind of an interesting discussion there as
well. I appreciate that opportunity.
So a couple of other things that are going on under the category of arts and therapy. Mount Carmel has an art therapy program, sort of long-standing part of therapy for PTS and trauma. That's connected with Bemis School of the Arts and the Fine Arts Center at Colorado College, and happens Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., the Veterans Writing Workshop. One would not intuitively think of writing as an art, because if you were that 14-year-old kid in school who wrote the paper, what I'm going to do this summer or what I did this summer,
right.
you yawned and you
right.
tuned out. But the English language is an extraordinarily powerful thing, and when you can gain a mastery of it, you're focusing on that. You're learning how to organize your thoughts. And that, I think, in and of itself is an art, especially
Absolutely.
When you're writing to influence.
Well, if you're writing poetry, certainly an art form.
Yes.
If you're writing a story,
yeah.
Or just you know, putting your thoughts down on paper, what a great way to share what's going on in your head.
And there are a number of retreats programs as well. And again, the main subject of our conversation today, of course, is Military Arts Connection, but it speaks to the arts and how it touches military and their families and veterans to make their lives better, which is what this is all about.
And I think that's one of the most exciting things for me as the director of our local arts agency is we have, frankly, struggled to find a meaningful way to engage our military community, which is so important and so large in the Pikes Peak region. This opportunity is giving us that chance, and we intend to make the best use of it, not only to benefit the arts community, but most importantly, to benefit our active duty service members, veterans, and their families.
A very, well, I would say an extraordinarily beneficial matchup between Copper Military Arts Connection and Mount Carmel. And once again, the service to military is central to all of this. That's what this is all about.
Absolutely.
Andy Vick, Executive Director of the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the Veterans Voice Podcast.
Thank you, Ted.
You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm Ted Robertson, filling in for Mr. Mike Lewis, service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back. This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice. I'm Ted Robertson, filling in for Mike Lewis, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. It is upcoming events time, and Dean Miller, Mr. Communications himself from Mount Carmel is here to tell you everything that Mount Carmel has going on. Dean?
Ted, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We've got a lot of great events coming up at Mount Carmel. July 22nd, we have the beginning of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's a new opportunity at Mount Carmel from 8 to 9 a.m. We welcome the veterans, their families, anyone impacted. You know, that's a new capability we're just launching now. July 23rd, Coffee with Copper, just like Andy was talking about earlier in the show. We're happy to host that from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. We welcome the community. On July 23rd, we have Veteran X. That's a group PTS-focused effort from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And also on July 23rd, we have our trauma and post-traumatic stress-focused yoga. And we found that to have incredible relief for folks with trauma and post-traumatic stress. That's from 5 to 6 p.m. That's our yoga classes with a professional instructor. On July 24th, we have an Employer Day event. More details on our website at veteranscenter.org from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., so career opportunities. And on July 24th, we have our Art Therapy Promoting Stress Release and Self-Healing from 5 to 7 p.m. That's a great class. And on July 27th, just as our friends Justin and Avery were talking about in our first segment, it's your opportunity to vote at Goat Patch Brewing Company during their birthday celebration from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. So in addition to an opportunity to vote, just a great opportunity to celebrate a very successful veteran-owned small business in our community. And then on July 31st, that is the deadline. I'd like to foot stomp that. That's the deadline for the MilSpouse Dress for Success grant. So it's an opportunity to get, basically you apply and you'll be considered for a cash reward and a shopping opportunity with someone who knows fashion for the business and professional work community. And so your opportunity to apply for that is on our website at veteranscenter.org, and it's the MilSpouse Dress for Success grant deadline on July 31st. So you can get them in early, but you got to get them in by July 31st. And we have two upcoming retreats. Those were talked about in our second segment. So one is a half-day equine retreat, and that's at no cost to the participants. That's for anyone with a military or veteran affiliation, ages 18 and up. So it's a morning of equine interactions and therapy to connect with others who are in our veteran community. And that's on August 10th. Give us a call at 719-309-4761. Abby will get you all set up. You can also email her at awestphal, that's W-E-S-T-P-H-A-L, at mountcarmelcenter.org. And then finally, we have another retreat coming up as part of the behavioral health program at Lost Creek. It's an individual getaway retreat. So people find the release and recovery in the solitude of the incredible mountains that we have in Colorado. So all expenses are paid. There's horseback riding, fishing, guided hikes, basketball, volleyball, therapeutic coaching, group games and discussion. And the only eligibility is individuals affiliated with the military who have served or are currently serving. And that's August 23rd through the 25th at Lost Creek. But again, give Abby a call at 719-309-4761. And she'll get you signed up for that opportunity. And then that's the events coming up at Mount Carmel, Ted.
All right, Dean, and you have the calendar posted on the Mount Carmel website.
At veteranscenter.org, absolutely.
Veteranscenter.org, and we would be looking for events, and then we can also sign up for these events through the website. Is that correct?
And to call directly to Mount Carmel as well, whatever is easiest for the individual.
And the number to call to Mount Carmel?
719-772-7000.
And the location of Mount Carmel, it's kind of a neat place. It's not far from any of the military bases.
Absolutely, central here in town. At 5:30 Communication Circle, just off A Street here in Colorado Springs. And I'd ask also invite the community to follow us on social media. We have a strong Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn presence as well.
Dean, thank you as always. Thank you for your service. Thanks for all you do for the community and for the military in particular. I enjoy working with you very much.
And to you, Ted, and to KRDO as well. Thank you so much for all you do for our community.
You've been listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast. I'm Ted Robertson filling in for Mike Lewis. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. Catch Mount Carmel Podcast at krdo.com, select the radio tab, and click on podcasts.